you said that a man that takes care of another man's child is weak. Mm-hmm. That's what you said. Mm-hmm. Can you please explain why?
That's not your child. That's not your responsibility. Mm-hmm. Your intentions may be in the right place, but it's not. You're not going to benefit from it. It is very rare. I know y'all love to use Shaq as an example.
Shaq.
Shaquille O'Neal, I think he wasn't raised with a biological
father. Oh, yeah, right.
But how often does that happen?
LeBron.
That's very rare. And even so, children deserve both of their biological parents, which is why it's imperative for both men and women, but mainly women, because there's more women out here with children out of wedlock than men. Pick the right person the first time.
So now, what if that doesn't happen?
I don't know what to tell you.
No. Because you can't say. So you're saying that every man that takes care of another man's child is weak.
Yes.
It is impossible for every man to grow up. Well, right now, as we're talking, every man does not have a man in their life. Mm-hmm. Or every child and every boy and every mm-hmm. girl does not have a man in their life. Mm-hmm. So who's supposed to take that role as the man in that life?
The biological father. If okay. the biological father is not there,
then
maybe I could give leeway for if the father died, maybe. If the woman's a widow, you know, maybe. It's not nobody's fault that the man passed away. But that is rare. It's rare that a man is taking care of a child because the biological father is dead. You have a child. Kids are expensive.
Yeah.
Why, I don't see the point of taking all of your hard-earned money and investing into somebody else's DNA. and then statistically, children who are raised by step-parents, they don't turn out any better than children who are raised by single parents. Blended families have a very high failure rate.
Where you get that statistic from, though?
Cause, It's true. Children usually turn out better on average.